We can't be a church that does everything. But we can be a church that God has called us to be right here in Sierra Vista.
This is the second of our three-part message where we talk about living out the vision of Pantano Christian Church. Thanks for listening. Now here is the pastor of our campus in Sierra Vista, Hugh Sexton.
Let's talk a little bit about our vision as our church. This has come into focus for us over the last several years. And our vision here in Pantano is to be a catalytic force to bless Southern Arizona and the world. That's our mountaintop picture. That's where we want to be 10, 15, 20 years from now. With a clear, focused vision, we can make better decisions on how we get there. We can't be a church that does everything. But we can be a church that God has called us to be right here in Sierra Vista. We want to bless. We believe that we've been entrusted by God to use our time, our talents, our hearts, our hands, our feet to bless others, because it's not about us. It's not really about Pantano. It's about the kingdom of God. And we want to use the things that God has given us to be a blessing to others. We say we are blessed to be a blessing. And for us, we put our focus on people. We put our focus on family. We put our focus on relationships, because that's the most important thing for us. We want to be available to the different organizations here in town to call and contact us and invite us to come into step into a gap that exists in our community. And we want to be able to do the hard work of generosity here in our community to make a difference, to make an impact in our lives. Now, why Southern Arizona? Cochise County. 62% of folks aren't in a community of faith on a Sunday morning or claim any affiliation with any religious organizations. Pima County, it's 83%. That's why we're working in Southern Arizona. That's why we're here. You know, we believe in planting churches. We know and we've learned that planting a church is the best way of reaching people who aren't being reached. Being a church in a community, coming in and starting something new, is a wonderful way to expand the kingdom of God. As a matter of fact, a percentage of our offering every week goes into a fund that we started with five other churches to plant more churches. So we financially support other churches to do this. So we're actually supporting Vail Christian Church right now as they plant their second site financially. And we've got plans in the next couple of years to do another Pantano site. We also support financially standalone churches. The multi-site model, this model, is just what we have chosen to use. But we also plant standalone churches. Vail Christian Church is a great example of that. We planted Vail in 2002. It works through these partnerships. It works through these relationships that we have. And we want to be a blessing. We want to be a catalytic force to bless the world. Now you say, well, how in the world can a church bless people all over the world? It seems kind of random to me sometimes. But again, our model is the same. It's about partnerships. In our church, we have folks working in 11 countries through the indigenous partnerships that we found and created over the last 50 years. In this church, we've partnered with a group in Ghana, Africa, and we've adopted a village. Now, we are about community transformation, both locally and globally. But we understand that there are certain relief things that have to be done to start building the relationship. So, for instance, in our village that we've adopted in Ghana, they needed clean water. They didn't have clean water, and the water was giving them disease, and it was literally killing them and killing their children. So we've partnered with folks locally to buy a water tank and install a water harvesting tank. And we've also took up a special Christmas offering last year, and we were able to provide Sawyer water systems for everyone to have clean water in our village in Africa. And we've adopted 26 orphans in that village. Their parents had died due to sickness or AIDS. And we've adopted through congregation and through people, connections, and relationships, 26 orphans. Now, our goal is not to stay there. We've got to move to a place of development. And what that means is that we train, we educate, we love, we bring in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we allow these folks locally to work with each other, to educate themselves, to identify their own resources, to improve their own community. That's what we want to do. That's our goal. And we're very, very focused, systematic in our approach. We want to help folks all over the world help themselves.
Be sure and catch the last of the three audio clips where Hugh talks about getting involved in a life group.